Good evening. Welcome to an hour of music from around the world. The program is Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Spinning the hour in Egypt. At the end of this first lengthy set, we'll go back to a 1928 recording by one of Egypt's most famous voice, Kultsum. We'll hear something dating back, I said, to 1928. But before we get to that, we'll hear a trio of tracks that prominently feature the kanun, the hammered dulcimer of the Middle East, from 1927, a tune from Muhammad al-Akkad. But before we get to that, something from multi-instrumentalist Simon Shaheen, recorded back in the early 1990s, an album where he transcribed the music of Egyptian composer Abdel Wahab, Muhammad Abdel Wahab, in an album produced by Bill Laswell on the Axiom Records label. We'll hear a tune from that, and starting off with Egyptian singer Hanan. This tune translates as "Oh, the night, ah." This is Hanan as we kick off this edition of Earthbeat here on KRVS.
Yeah. الله 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 يا سيدنا.
Thank you.
The Grand Lady of Egyptian Music, Kultsum, from 1928, a number entitled Debi'ini Lay, that was taken from a collection on the Club du Disques Arab, a French label that collects a classic music from the Middle East. Again, from 1928, Kultsum. Preceding that, featured canoonist Mohammed Al-Akkad in a 1927 recording, Taksim Sababamb is the labeling on that. And then before that, something from the 1990s, a composition by Mohammed Abdel Wahab from 1957, a number entitled Sitel Habayeb, and that was Simon Shaheen's translation of it from his tribute album to that composer, released by Axiom Records in the early 1990s, 1990 exactly to be exact. And we began the program with Egyptian vocalist Hanan, the pop singer, with a tune that translates as Oh, the Night, Ah. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We're spotlighting music from Egypt this hour. Continuing, we just heard Kulthum, who was, I guess, the undisputed master of the Egyptian song suite. We're going to hear someone of more recent fame who has stayed in that tradition, the Egyptian singer Aisha Redouan. In this recording, we'll hear her group Al-Adwar performing at the beginning, and then they'll be accompanying her in a number that translates as My Much Loved Moon Unsettles Mind. Yes, My Much Loved Moon Unsettles Minds, excuse me. That the composition of the music is attributed to Muhammad Uthman, who lived between the years 1855 and 1900. And the poem itself is an anonymous poet. Again, this is the group ensemble Al-Adwar with vocalist Aisha Redouan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vocalist Aisha Redouane and the ensemble Al Adwar performing a suite of tunes on this Egyptian Kanun Fest edition of Earthbeat, which was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to go out with Egyptian vocalist Hamdi Ahmed with a tune that translates as "They Said You'll See." Have a great week. We'll join you again next week. More music from around the world right here on Earthbeat.
عد وجل ضربها هذا هو المكسور قالوا ترى ملك أمل في قربها لو يوم أبعد وجل ضربها هذا هو المكسور قلت اتركوني واسكتوا خلوا العتب واللوم قدني غرقت في بحرها العارف إلى العوم حسبي تقول مرحوم قالوا ترى في حبها ولو أساهم قلت قتلني حبها حسبي تقول مرحوم قالوا لي أنسى ذكرى من تبها ملزوم قالوا لي أنسى ذكرى من تبها ملزوم قلت أبشروا يا عازري قالوا بتلقى غيرها وترك هواها ليوم. قلت العفو يا حاسدي ما بدي القمر بنجوم. قالوا بتلقى غيرها وترك هواها ليوم. قلت العفو يا حاسدي ما بدي القمر بنجوم. قالوا لغيرك حبها قلت الجواب مفهوم. قالوا لغيرك حبها قلت الجواب مفهوم. ده منها متهنيها وش لو أصير محروم. قالوا ترى ملك أمل في قربها لو يوم أبعد وجن ضربها هذا هو هو المكسور. قالوا ترى ملك أمل في قربها لو يوم أبعد وجن ضربها هذا هو هو المكسور. قلت اتركوني واسكت خلوا العتب واللوم. قلت اتركوني واسكت خلوا العتب واللوم. قد هربت بحرها ولا عاد يفيد العوم.